Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Hi, Fred Nelson for a community comment. There has been lots of information circulating about the candidates and the issues slated for the June 5th primary. As a member of the humble Tea Party Patriots, I found one exchange between candidates to be of special interest to me. On May the 9th, KMUD Radio interviewed 3rd District Supervisor candidates Karen Brooks and Mark Lovelace. One question posed was, how do you differentiate yourself from your opponent? Lovelace's answer was that he does know that Brooks was the spokesperson for the local Tea Party, that he has some fundamental difficulties with the Tea Party, and that he thinks that we have an obligation to fix government, not just blame government for problems. He also said that we can craft policies to make the world a better place and to make a positive difference in people's lives right here in our community. He went on to say that if someone's standard position is that government is the problem and can't get things done, why would the person want that job in government, and that you have to believe that government can work in order to be effective in the position? I suggest that Mr. Lovelace, as well as you listeners, go to a computer and enter Humboldt Tea Party Patriots. There you will find a complete explanation of what the local group stands for, which includes government constrained by the limits of our Constitution. I agree that there is an obligation to fix government, but in order to do so, you have to identify the problem, which sometimes includes placing the blame. If you think that any government is a blameless organization, you had better think again. I find it interesting that Lovelace took issue with Brooks' affiliation with the Tea Party. Brooks took the high road, remaining silent about any of Lovelace's affiliations, past or present, including the Humboldt Watershed Council and his belief in world government. Brooks responded that Lovelace will not stand up for his local constituents. Also on the Humboldt Tea Party Patriots website is a list of 43 questions posed to all of the Humboldt County supervisorial candidates and their answers. Both Brooks and Lovelace participated. For the record, candidate Brooks is not presently affiliated with our organization. The Humboldt Tea Party Patriots has not, in any way, condemned or endorsed any one of the candidates. They have provided only information to help inform and educate you, the voter. From what I gather, Lovelace is a proponent of big government. According to his answer to Tea Party Patriot question number 41, he is in favor of Agenda 21, a UN-backed form of world government. For the record, I am not speaking on behalf of the Humboldt Tea Party Patriots, only as a private citizen. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.